So, welcome
to the Dreamcast. Are we doing this now? Sorry. That was
on my phone. Episode 74.
76.
74. We are Ishless tonight.
Yes.
Apparently his daughter exploded.
Yep.
It's a big mess.
I feel like he just had somebody called him one of his his harem of women wanted to bang.
So yeah, was a booty call. Blame it on the daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting a booty call.
We just came back from watching Ant-Man. We had this huge plan where we were all going to go see it together, and we actually pushed the podcast back an hour so that we could make the time that Ish arranged.
Except for me. I never agreed to any of this.
I know. I mean, if I was going to pick a time to not show up, I probably would have picked an earlier movie time, like 6:30. The 6:30 showing would have been the perfect movie time to not show up for. Because then we could have seen it without him and had done the podcast.
He's Alyssa, you're hurting his feelings.
He deserves a little shit.
No, you understand how it works, James. You don't show up. You get torn apart. This is a regularly scheduled thing. It's something you should be able to plan for.
That's right.
How is he going to podcast tonight? Did he have a babysitter? Or?
Charlie was going to stay here upstairs, hang out with Cordelia until she went to bed, and then watch Netflix till she fell asleep. Mm-hmm. Was the plan anyway.
I got you. Sucks that she exploded then.
Yes.
Yeah. Charlie and Cordelia still have never met. It's weird. Every time we try to have make it happen, something comes up.
Booty call.
Yeah.
Well, it's bound to happen eventually.
But you guys saw Ant-Man. You liked it. We'll talk about it. I guess we've decided that we're going to talk about Ant-Man for the movie this week. But if you haven't seen it, we're going to talk about it at the end of the episode. We're going to try to talk about it without spoiling it. But if you're fuck you, Ant-Man's my favorite superhero in the entire world, I don't want this movie spoiled for me, we'll tell you when we're going to try and not spoil it for you so you can stop listening.
That's right.
But did you guys like the movie?
Yeah, it's all right.
Good.
I thought it was good.
So Matt loved it. Danny loved it. Yeah, gushing. Yeah. Cool. I loved it a lot. I saw it on Friday. That was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't terrible.
Yep. So what have you guys been playing this week?
Oh, right into that.
Let's go right in. Let's raw dog it. I don't want to get it lubed up. I'm just going to jive right in.
Sorry, I like
it
raw.
Jam it in there. Yeah. Let's get right to the hard games.
Let's see. Rocket League. Which is a game where you play soccer with rocket-powered cars.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing that around. People love that game.
It's pretty fun, actually. Yeah, I was pretty skeptical of it. But it's once you get in and start playing, it's actually... The car handles real nicely.
Why does it have to be a rocket-powered car? Why can't you do it with a regular car?
Because it's more fun with a rocket-powered car, because you can fire off the rocket right before you hit the ball.
Yeah.
It's like kicking the ball, basically.
It's like soccer played with remote-control cars.
Yeah.
With rockets.
Yeah. With rocket powered, yeah.
That's cool.
So that was fun. Shit, I played a ton of other stuff. Witcher 3, I played a bunch of that.
Yeah.
I'm still not past level 9, though. I don't know
Are
how you...
Are you kidding me?
I don't know how you got to level 12
so
quickly.
Easy. Just, I... Well, how... Maybe
Danny's just better
easy.
At games than you.
This must be. Must
I just
be.
Play... I played it a lot. I do, every side quest, kill everything.
Ah, me too. I don't know. How many hours you got in it, do you know? I don't think it has
does it keep a game track of that somewhere?
I don't think it does, or if it does, it's behind a menu.
Give us your best estimate.
I don't know, probably I average 3 hours a day for two weeks, I think I played it before. I started playing something.
Did it call 60 hours, 70 hours so far?
Yeah, I probably have 30 or 40.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
But still, what level are you now? 20?
14.
14? Oh, that's
I hadn't been playing it as much because for the month of July, I have a free month of Gamefly. So it's been on the back burner while I just play games I played from Gamefly.
Okay. Yeah, so I played that. Played Tesla Grad, which is... kind of this game where I guess you play as Tesla's son. I don't know. The story's kind of incoherent right now. And you get these gloves that let you make things red or blue. And if they're red or blue, things that are the same color as them will attract you to each other. So it's kind of a platforming puzzle game. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's got a nice art style. It's kind of fun to play.
Why does it have to be Tesla's son?
Because it takes place in future dark communist Russia or something. And
he died in America.
Yeah, it's like an alternate universe.
Okay.
I don't know. And I'm not sure it's Tesla's son. It's just the game is called Teslagrad, and it involves all these like weird Tesla-like inventions.
Maybe it's just a graduate from some sort of Tesla university.
Yeah. It came out like 3 years ago when everybody was like super into
Tesla. Or maybe
Tesla.
It takes place in the alternate universe where Leningrad is destroyed and they rebuild it, and Tesla is like a communist super scientist overseer, and he's in charge of the project to rebuild Leningrad. And when he rebuilds it, he like builds it with Tesla like wireless energy and becomes like the czar of that part of Russia, and he renames the city Teslagrad.
That's possible, yeah. Actually, yeah. All I know is that some dude that looks like Tesla gets killed in the beginning.
That was Tesla. That was Tsar Tesla, the electric czar.
Yeah. So, yeah, I played that. And that's all I remember right now. I might have some more.
Sure. That's cool.
What'd you play?
Who, me? Yeah. I didn't play anything. I like Batman Arkham Knight. Is it called Arkham Knight? Yeah, I forget because I haven't played the game in a fucking week. I know it just got really boring, so I refused to play it. And then it just put me off video games for life. I don't think I'm going to play any video games anymore. I'm so disappointed in that game that I will probably never play another video game.
This is now a comic book and card game podcast.
Just like, I don't know. I'm waiting for something to come out, I guess, that'll be good to play.
Yeah, Witcher 3 disappointed you? Arkham Knight disappointed
you? Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You just outgrew video games.
I don't think so.
Growing up.
I've been playing Fallout 3 on my PC, but I mean, I don't really want to talk about that. I've played it a billion times.
Yeah.
I play a lot of Hearthstone. That's a game. But
do any mods on Fallout 3?
No, I tried, and they it's not Steam Workshop enabled or whatever, but I own the version from Steam, and all the mods I tried to find are like circa 2009, and they're not like compatible with Windows 7 or what. I don't know. I probably could have like sit down and took an entire day of fucking around, but I was like, yeah, I don't give a shit.
I don't really either. I just thought I'd ask about something.
I wanted. I mean, like, I didn't give a shit enough to like go find the mods. I wanted, like, there's some cool mods out there that I was upset. Like, I downloaded them, tried to get them to work, but yeah, I couldn't figure it out. Like, there's one that's like totally like rewrites the gameplay and makes it more like a first person shooter and stuff. I wanted to try.
There's another mod that just came out for like Fallout New Vegas, I think, that some guy's been working on for a long time. It's just like basically a whole another campaign for it, and he wanted to get it out. As soon as he heard that, like, about the Fallout 4 release, he's like, oh, God, I got to release this before Fallout 4 comes out, because then no one will play it. So apparently he put it out like a month ago or something.
One of the, I think, like, Chris Avellone, whoever was one of the lead designers of Fallout New Vegas, he released like Chris's mod or whatever a couple years ago. And I want to play that, where he added like 100 hours worth of content and like rewrote a bunch of the stuff in the game and like amped up the difficulty and did a bunch of shit, which that's a mod that I actually really want to play because it's by the guy that made the game.
Yeah. So it's like legitimate.
Yeah. He was like, it's not hard enough. I'm redoing everything, making it harder. Where you have to like eat and bullets weigh a certain amount. Ooh. And shit and stuff. So it's like the Wasteland Survivor Edition or whatever. But yeah, I haven't really played anything. I've been busy doing stuff too, so it's kind of disingenuous when I say I just don't have any games to play. I've just been kind of busy. I would like to finish Arkham Knight just because I bought the game and I liked the previous two so much that I could power through the Batmobile sections. But it's really hard, so. I don't know. And I think I've already, like, the like 4 hours into it, I think I figured out, like, the twist of the game already, which is kind of annoying because it's super transparent, which I won't spoil for people that have not played the game. But so what did you play, Danny?
Well, I finished off Resident Evil Revelations 2. It was 3 episodes, and I did the 2 bonus episodes. I kind of just ran through them. I didn't stop to really do any of the raid content or anything like that. I just wanted to get the story out of the game and get it back to Gamefly so I can move on to the next thing. Because I could always come back to it later, but whenever I get one of these month-long Gamefly things, I try to like marathon like 2 or 3 games that I just had them on my back burner for a while. So I returned that, and while I was waiting for The next game, I played Witcher 3 for another 3 or 4 days. It's still really good. Still haven't progressed the story anymore. I've just been doing Witcher contracts, playing in Gwent tournaments. It was really there was like a Gwent tournament where I had like a thousand coin buy-in. I can't remember what the coins are called. But I felt really bad because my first opponent was this little farmer guy that like saved up for his entire life to like participate in this tournament.
Yeah, I did that one too.
And he's like, oh, it's all about the game. And I'm like, oh, couldn't he have been my like last opponent? And he's going to like get one game in. He's like some fucking little mushroom farmer. He's going to have to go back to his wife and tell her he lost all their life savings playing in a Gwent tournament.
Why don't you just take a dive?
And I took his car.
Why don't you just take a dive if you really cared?
No, because then I can't play the other people and steal their cards, too.
Well, I mean, that's a decision that you had to make as a person, and what I'm hearing is you're a shitty person.
Well,
I thought you were talking about the fist fighting guy. Huh? There's a guy in the brawling. Did you do the fist fight brawls?
I haven't done them yet, no.
There's a guy that does the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I did that one.
Yeah.
But there's a Gwent tournament you participated in Novigrad with, like, 1,000 coin buy-in. And there's this little, this little halfling... mushroom farmer, and you talk to him and he's like, well, I just wanted to be in the same room with all these epic Gwent players and see all their awesome cards, and just being a part of it is what's really important to me. I had to save up for a long time to afford the buy-in. But my wife knows how important this game is to me, so she let me go. I'm like, oh, God.
I would have lost to him.
So what? Well, you fought monsters to save up all that money.
Even if you don't win, if you let him win, he just loses to the next guy.
No, I think you're looking at it wrong. Like, this guy, like, has a shitty life. He's a farmer. He probably, like, plays this game, like, after work for... till he like has to get up like in an hour and, you know, mushroom farm, and he has like a horrible fucking existence. He saves up all this money. His wife's like, support him. Like, I know you like to play this game. Go do it. And he gets there, and this like entitled, like Aryan, drugged up monster slayer that fucks everything that walks. That has the greatest life in the entire world. That probably has 10 million more important things to do than play Magic the Gathering. Shows up and beats the fuck out of him and takes all his money. No. You had no business being there in that tournament. You should have let them win. You're a jerk.
I'm Geralt of Rivia, and I must collect
all. I'm from the cover of a fantasy romance novel.
He's like, there's a quest called Collecting Gwent. He's like, Geralt has already mastered the art of poker dice, and now he decides he has to master Gwent, too. So you need to collect everything. So I'm just a jackass that has to be the best at everything.
I like the poker dice game. Yeah. I wish they'd brought that back.
I want to ask you about a certain quest, but I want to do like crazy spoilers. We'll just move on. I'll ask you after the cast.
But the game I got afterwards was Sunshine Overdrive, because I just wanted to see
Sunset Overdrive.
I just wanted to see what it was like. It's good. It's one of the games, those games like doesn't take itself too seriously. It does a lot of fourth wall breaking and jokes about common tropes in video games and stuff. Like the narrator voice, the character can actually hear it and goes like, okay, thanks, strange disembodied voice and stuff like that. And
so you play as Deadpool.
Basically, yes. If I had to describe the game, it's basically Dead Rising combined with Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Because the whole premise is you, like Sunset City, you have I don't know, soap shoes or something. You grind on absolutely every rail, and anything that you jump on basically bounces you into the air, like really high. I'm talking about cars. I'm talking about bushes. It's really weird, but... it's just the core mechanic. You can wall run for all eternity, just like cornering around buildings and stuff. It's not meant to be taken seriously at all. There's like one of the things during the help messages is like, you should jump off of high buildings. It's fun and doesn't hurt at all. So just all kinds of crazy stuff like that. So it's okay. I mean, like the storyline is just there to make fun of the fact that it has a storyline almost. But you're in this city called Sunset City, and it's the home of a corporation called Fizco that makes the world's most successful energy drink called like Units or Unts or something like that. And they're just releasing this new drink called Overcharge. And apparently, if you drink it, it just turns you into a monster because they rushed it through development and didn't like bribed all the FDA testers so they could get it out as quickly as possible, and they didn't do any real testing on it. So they're having a release party for in Sunset City, and you're the only like the product doesn't come out for 3 weeks, but Sunset City gets to try it first, and of course they all turn into monsters when they try it, and Fizco tries to cover it up by locking down the city, sort of like a typical corporate.
It's like Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also that. So it's like Dead Rising slash Resident Evil plus Tony Hawk Crusader, because all you do is just grind around the city. And like one of the things your character says is like, it's almost like Sunset City was made specifically for me to grind and bounce around on. So like I said, it just doesn't take itself seriously at all.
Cool. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's got a lot of attitude.
Yeah, it does have a lot of
attitude. Some tude.
It really is a Deadpool-ish sort of game, which reminds me, the Deadpool video game that came out in like 2009 or something like that has recently reemerged as a very popular game because of all the publicity for the Deadpool
Seriously.
Movie that's coming out. Yeah.
Was it actually a decent game, or do people like Deadpool?
I mean, it was like, it's a game you just play for the comedy. Like, I heard the gameplay kind of crappy. You just played it. Like, I watched videos of it, and that's all you need is just a clips of all of the funny lines in the game, and then you're done. There's no real reason to play the game whatsoever if you just watch it.
I think my favorite Deadpool video game appearance was, I think it was like Spider-Man Web of Shadows. There's like an entire level. It's like on an oil rig, and Deadpool and his like mercenary group has like taken it over, and it's pretty fun. There's some funny dialogue. I liked it.
It's very Deadpoolish. Your character has like an attitude. One of my favorite things about it though is when you respawn after you die, there's like 20 different come back to life animations, and they're all equally ridiculous pop culture references, like you bursting out of a dinosaur egg and you showing up in the DeLorean and then someone else flying off in it. Most of them are like horror references too, like you come out as a mummy once, or a zombie, or a vampire.
Funny.
Yeah.
I like it. What we got in the news? What's in the news?
Well, the other game I played was Styx. It's a free-to-play. It's just basically like it's Thief.
About steaks? Like eating steaks?
Yeah, that'd be better. It's basically Thief, but you're this little gnome gremlin guy. Like you're clearly this evil dude, and you're trying to steal this sap out of the world tree. And
I see.
I've read about that. It looks really cool. I'd like to play that.
Yeah, it's all right. Good. Yeah, but I mean, it's clearly like all the mechanics are just ripped off of Thief. Like I've never played Thief.
That's fine, since the Thief
it's like super obvious
dicks,
to me.
So. Yeah. Before we go any further in the news, I know we have an email. Can we just read it now?
Oh, did Matt email us?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But we should talk about the tournament. Like, how did that go?
Oh, it went fine. There was 8 people. I gave away some prizes. That was it. I guess Blizzard didn't retweet us. They sent me an email saying they appreciate everything. I'm like, yeah, thanks, whatever.
Thanks for the retweet, dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it was fine.
I noticed that first tweet got fucked up, like the @Blizzard. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't notice that until well after the tournament was over. Like,
I guess we're just multitasking, so, and I was doing things.
So they may have said something.
We did Twitch it. I'm upset that the stream didn't save.
Yeah,
that sucks.
I've like never really used Twitch before, but it doesn't seem like it always saves videos. Like I'll go to people's channels thinking I could watch some older videos for them, and sometimes there aren't any up there. So I wasn't sure if there was some custom setting you have to put in so it actually saves the video.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you see that article I sent you guys?
Like, I didn't really read it. I kind of figured it would tell me that. We forgot to do something or something. So
apparently they just have issues with it. It just doesn't work.
That's like great.
99% of the time.
Yeah, maybe in the future if we do it again, we just use YouTube streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could set up like a separate
monetize that
too.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into email.
All right.
Matt's gonna send us an email. He told us a little bit of stuff. Evidently, Danny speaks for 90% of the podcast, and I tell the same stories over and over again.
Yeah. He kept like coming up to us and talking to about it, and I was finally like, you know, Matt, this would all be great stuff to put in an email, because I didn't want to confront him with it. That's not how I deal with podcast stuff. I really like more when people send us stuff, and then I can reply to it without them having any open forum to reply to my reply at all.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can just say whatever the hell I want, and he's just gonna have to deal with it.
So yeah, Matt is the winner of the Hearthstone tournament.
Oh, last names.
Yeah, ouch.
Oops, sorry.
It's unprofessional.
That's all right. In one episode, you guys talked about Pokemon Sapphire, and Danny said he never played a Pokemon game where the first town with a gym had a gym that wasn't the first gym. Okay? That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Is that all? That can't be all of it.
No, no.
Okay.
He has played the original Red and Blue, according to a previous cast. And in that game, the first town after Pallet Town has the eighth gym in it.
Is that it?
Yeah. So
thank you, Matt.
So he caught you lying.
You have out Pokemon nerded me.
Not only that, he caught you in a lie because you said you played the first one.
I did play the first one. And I said I did say I don't remember playing a game. A Pokemon game.
But any true Pokemon fan would have remembered.
Yeah. It's only been like 12 years since I played that game. I played that game in 7th grade, and I didn't replay it.
It's probably been 12 years since Matt played it too, but he knows.
No, Matt probably played Ruby Red or whatever it was, Sapphire Blue, when they remade the game.
All right, man. Just saying. Maybe you should check your facts. Thank you for your
When was the last
email?
Time we ever checked our facts?
We don't fact check here.
We fact check. Yeah. Thank you, Matt, for outing Danny's poor video game journalism.
But thanks for the email.
Yes.
So Satoru Iwata died.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about too soon jokes?
I mean, I didn't know him.
Yeah.
Something I saw on the internet, when the ambulance pulled away with Satoru, it went wee you wee you wee you wee you.
I get it.
Poor guy. Never get to hear him say Nintendo ever again.
I like to think that he died so he could say that the Wii U outlived him.
Wow. Okay.
I think he was just killed by like all the horrible fans like pissing all over him from E3.
Yep.
He just died of a broken heart.
Yeah. And cancer.
And cancer.
One of those.
But mostly a broken heart.
Yeah. One of those got to him. Oh yeah!
I just really want to play all the shitty bitchy Nintendo fans.
Yeah. So, well, maybe they'll get a president that'll
you know we clear were some of those shitty bitchy Nintendo fans.
Yeah. Definitely.
I didn't complain too much about the E3 thing. I don't know.
Moving on,
there's a new Dragon Quest coming out that looks a lot like Minecraft.
Can you
Dragon Quest builders
build stuff out of blocks?
Looks like it.
Cool. I mean, it was only a matter of time. We got Lego Universe and Dragon Quest and whatever. I mean,
I think a game like with a really good like Dragon Quest JRPG story mixed with Minecraft could be really good. So the thing that I really hate most about Minecraft is there's like no reason to do anything.
Yeah, that's what I had trouble with. I built a house and I'm like, okay. What next?
I mean, I still really enjoy doing all that stuff and then like building shit and digging down. But if there was a reason to do it, it'd be like 10 times better.
Yeah, that was the only thing that kept me going in the game. After I built the house, I had to dig deeper till I eventually dug too deep.
Like the dwarves at Minas Tirith.
Yes.
Unleashed an ancient, terrible evil.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They dug too deep.
Mega Man Legends successor. I guess dude who did Mighty No. 9, what's his name?
Yeah.
Fuck, whatever.
Japanese-o. Yes.
There's like a lot of controversy swirling around the game, though. I don't think it's been funded too well so far, partially because the previous game, Mighty No. 9, that got kickstarted, hasn't even come out yet.
Yeah, that's some balls.
And they're already kickstarting another game. And
Yeah, so, I think it would definitely have been a much smarter move to wait. I see what they probably did is probably wants to use the same team and probably use the momentum. They're probably wrapping up Mighty Number 9. So like, oh, let's kick off the Kickstarter, get the funding, and just steam right through the next one. But on a retailer, like as a consumer, I kind of want to play your Kickstarter game to decide if I want to.
You should have done it differently. You should have like released screenshots of it and like done some social media shit and got
There's some like consumer concern about why are they doing this? Is Mighty Number 9 not as good as they think they said it was, and they want to rush this out before people get to see it? Of course, then there's just like what James says, perfectly reasonable reason to do it before Mighty Number 9 comes out.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see how good of a game Mighty Number 9 is.
Yep.
Also, they released it on July 4th. And they only announced PC. They haven't announced any consoles for it yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what happened with Mighty Number 9. It was originally
a stretch goal to put it to
a console.
Yeah, stretch goals.
Yep.
I think I saw a news story. I don't know if you put it up, but Shenmue's hit $6.3 million.
It's just getting depressing at this point.
They really want to drive that forklift, Matt. Let them drive it.
Yep. Drive it through the idyllic Japanese town of the 80s. I don't know. So there's this PlayStation 4 campaign by PlayStation 4 owners that want to make PSN better. Apparently there's a bunch of issues with it I've never noticed. Mm-hmm. Like there's
What is wrong with just, do they mean better as in get up to a good quality, or is it already good quality and they just want it to be better quality?
I don't know. Tell me if Xbox One has these things. Online, offline, invisibility, status change?
Yes.
I couldn't tell you. I've never really looked into that. But according to James, yes.
Better friends list functionality with nicknames, grouping by categories, games, relationship, VIP tags.
No idea.
Anything like that?
No, I've never tried to organize my friend list or tag my friends according to what games they play, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Online, offline notifications.
Yeah. Does it not tell you when your friends come on and not?
It does.
Okay.
So I don't know what that's about, actually.
Does it mean they want to be getting notifications while they're off their PlayStation 4?
I don't know.
Okay. What is it? What else?
The ability to send recorded videos directly to your friends.
Yes. I think you can do that, yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you can definitely put them on your... Like Xbox One, your profile almost has like a Facebook wall. You can put stuff on.
Here's the only one that I know is a problem. Search function, better organization, and filters for download history library.
Ooh.
Because, yeah, like I have like now like 30 shitty little games that I've downloaded on my PS4.
I can see that'd be an issue. I still haven't gone into the download history for my Xbox One, so I wouldn't be able to comment.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they want to fix a bug that prevents users from accessing the store in certain situations.
Okay, so that would be legitimate.
I've never come across that bug, though. Every time I go to the store, it loads right up.
Backwards compatibility? Is that on there? Because we're getting that. Sweet.
Technically, you know, it has it. It's just you have to pay for it.
And yeah, you have to completely buy the game. I would not call that backwards compatibility. Yeah, no,
you're right. Microsoft definitely struck a blow there.
I like Xbox Live. The only time I've ever had any problems with Xbox Live, it's been linked to Destiny, Bungie. So I don't know if it's Bungie's servers or Xbox Live servers that are fucking
up. Damn it, Bungie. Yeah. Why are your servers down again on a Saturday night?
It'll be like, and it's like Xbox Live will be up, but none of my friends, like if I go into Destiny, it wouldn't let me like invite.
Yeah, we always
friends.
Had those situations too. Well, we would be in Destiny, but we couldn't talk to each other. We couldn't even like Xbox party chat with each other. It just wouldn't work for a half hour or so.
But I since stopped playing Destiny, so.
Yeah,
we want to talk about the
working great.
You want to talk about that weapons nerf? I'm pretty, like, I thought it was good stuff until I read the shit about Icebreaker, and I was like, seriously?
Yeah.
It's a 36% drop in DPS.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you, the one fucking weapon I have that doesn't suck.
And it's like no one even uses it in PvP.
Nope.
It was just a PvE thing, so you just want to make the entire game more difficult.
So there's a, there's exotic weapons in Destiny. You play Destiny. I mean, you have it. You've played it. So there was what considered one of the best PvE weapons, which is called Icebreaker, and it's a sniper rifle that regenerates bullets, so you don't have to pick up bullets for it. It regenerated a bullet once every
3 seconds.
3 seconds, and now it's once every 8 seconds.
Yeah.
So, it became pretty useless.
Yeah, like there is this,
you can't wait
8 seconds to fire a bullet.
Yeah, there's like boom.
There's this one particular instance. There's a raid where you have to fight this spider tank, and that's when it's really handy to have it because the spider tanks takes these forever to kill otherwise. But I always just let James sit down and snipe it with his icebreaker. Yeah,
this is the one thing that I brought to the party. And they're like, nope. I guess they nerfed the Galahorn too, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad it is. I don't have one, so.
The wolf pack rounds don't do as much damage.
Yeah. And I guess they nerfed hand cannons, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, they nerfed hand cannons in general, and they apparently buffed auto rifles slightly. I don't know. Apparently auto rifles used to be the shit, but that was before we played.
Yeah, pretty much auto rifles had the same amount of like DPS as like hand cannons and other weapons, but like the range and rate of fire, and they had high impact, and it was just, I mean, I understand because like if I'm in the future, I would probably take a huge fucking machine gun to a firefight as opposed to a pistol, but whatever. So a bunch of people are upset about that, but you know, it's Destiny. People are always upset about something. That was kind of legitimate though. I'm a little butthurt over it.
It sounds like a bunch of shitty changes.
Yeah, they're not positive changes. Most people are saying because the new expansion comes out in 2 months now. So one problem with the last expansion is people are still using the weapons from the vanilla version because they're awesome. So a lot of people speculate that they did this across the board, nerfed all the weapons to give you a reason to buy the new expansion and get the weapons out of it. Because it'll be super awesome or something. Oh, no.
So there's a new Baldur's Gate coming out. It's going to be set between 1 and 2.
Yeah. Skeptical.
Skeptical.
It's not done by the people that had anything to do with Baldur's Gate or Baldur's Gate 2. So.
Oh, I see.
Skeptical. It's done by the team that did the like graphical overhaul enhancements for like Baldur's Gate Enhanced, which they did a really good job, but they also didn't have to make any games. So we'll see how their writing is. And I mean, like they didn't have to do any like game writing, story design, anything, which is basically all Baldur's Gate is. So I hope they're really good at that part.
Yeah. Did any of you read that article about how Shin Megami Tensei X Fire Emblem came to be?
Mm-mm.
I didn't either. I posted it. I meant to go back and read it later. Never did.
I didn't see it.
It looks just like such a weird game.
Yeah. It looks horrible.
Did you watch that Force Awakens video from Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
That was some pretty cool shit.
That's the one thing that I liked about Ant-Man was the Force Awakens trailer in 3D. I was like, holy shit, I haven't seen this yet in the theater. And I was just like goosebumps and boner at the same time.
It was like basically the first trailer I've ever seen for it so far.
Really?
Yeah.
So good. Oh, yeah. Danny doesn't watch trailers unless he's forced to in a movie theater. Are you upset now because you've seen the trailer and now you want to see
it? No, not really. I mean, I see trailers in movie theaters all the time. At least usually they're closer to actually being released if they start showing them in theaters.
Yeah. What do we got? Like 5 months.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Goosebumps trailer?
I did.
No, it wasn't in though.
Oh, really? Yeah. There's making some sort of Goosebumps movies where Jack Black plays R.L. Stein.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, it looks kind
of
funny.
It's just sort of like a kid's movie.
Yeah,
though.
It's a goofy kid's horror movie.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the Batman v Superman trailer?
Yeah.
I still don't understand how it's going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I read the script. I can tell you guys exactly how it works.
I mean, is
it a spoiler? If I spoil the movie, you're out for everybody.
It seems like from the trailer, it makes it look like it's Superman destroying Wayne Enterprises that makes Batman become Batman or something like that.
No, Batman is like in his like 40s and he's retired for 10 years at this point. But he was in Metropolis like during that week visiting like Wayne Financial's office there. And so that forced him back into the bat suit.
Yeah,
but because I mean, he's like there's nobody that's going to be able to stop this guy.
There was like There's like one scene in the trailer where it's like, there's this vigilante calling himself the Batman. And I'm like, what? Is this another Batman origin story? Like, ugh.
Did they not hear about the other Batman? Yeah. Yeah. Why wouldn't they say the Batman's back?
Yeah.
Like, in this universe, he was never like, he was Batman for like 15 years or whatever until Joker killed Robin. Did you see the part of the trailer where it had like the Robin suit and it had like ha 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 like spray painted on it or whatever?
Yeah, I missed that part.
So he, in this universe, he was like still a rumor. Like people didn't believe like if he existed or not. And he like hung up the suit after Robin was killed by the Joker.
I see.
And so then he comes back and like people are like, is this the same Batman? Blah, 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 blah. I thought he was just a rumor.
I remember there was a Batman Beyond episode where the Joker comes back and it turns out it's like Robin because back in the day, the Jokerized Robin, whatever happened to him, he did to Robin.
Yeah, in the comics, he beats Jason Todd to death with a crowbar.
And explodes a building around him, right?
Yeah. So
kills his mom in front of him.
So in the movie universe, that Batman was like, I have to stop doing this.
And then I've seen another Batman where Robin gets killed. Oh, some Robin gets killed. And then what's the guy that lives a really long time's name with the vat?
Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul puts him in his vat and becomes like the Red Ghost or Red Hood.
That's yeah. Jason Todd. But I think the new Superman versus Batman.
So the same one that gets blown up by Joker?
Well, he gets beat to death with a crowbar. I don't know if he gets blown up. Right. I don't remember that part.
What's the difference between the Hood and the Red Hood? I know the Hood's Marvel and the Red Hood is... DC.
There you go.
Yeah.
But like,
that's the difference.
Is trying to copy the Red Hood with the Hood or?
No. The Hood is like the Hood a mystical, like,
yeah, he's got a
gangbanger.
Really. He's got like a cloak.
He made a pact with a demon.
Yeah.
And right. He ends up getting the Norn, like Loki ends up giving him the Norn stone. So he's like a mystical criminal. And then the Red Hood is just a vigilante.
And the Hood is like, but like Daredevil mainly, or like whose comics did he first appear in?
He had his own comics, didn't he?
Did he?
No, he didn't show up in his own comic. He was like a Luke Cage, Daredevil, yeah, like the Defenders, Jessica Jones.
Okay. I don't know anything about all that. I never read any of those.
If you ever want to read comics, I have like the subscription service on my tablet and it doesn't have any kind of like, I could probably give my password to 1,000 people. Like they don't have that check for some reason, but,
my kids and my wife broke my tablet. So,
oh, that sucks. But it's like the,
I was awfully nice.
It's like the Secret Avengers, Brian Michael Bendis run. But yeah, he's pretty good. But the new Superman Batman movie looks cool. I liked the trailers. I thought it was pretty neat. I read the script. Like some guy on Reddit leaked it, and everybody's like, "That's not the script." And then the trailer came out, and everybody's like, "Oh, that's the script." As he described all that in detail.
Wow.
So my only hesitation after watching the trailer is I'm not sold on that Lex Luthor.
The little one with hair.
Yeah. The red capes are coming. What are you doing?
I like it. I'm sick of the bald guys always being bad.
Kingpin.
Yeah. Fucking even Ant-Man.
For context, Matt is bald.
Yeah. Anybody get anything on Prime Day? It was kind of shitty.
I spent all day like... went from launch to the end because I've spent a lot of money on Amazon because I just get bored because I have a job and I just buy things off of it. I didn't buy one single thing on Prime Day. There's nothing that popped up.
Yeah,
I was like, I am prepared to waste money here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was terrible. They like overhyped it.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that like,
when they had
what
like
the fuck.
Yeah. They had their like warehouse deals, like where they had refurbished like laptops and stuff. I'm like, well, maybe I'll get a cheap laptop. And like the cheapest laptop was $1,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll just buy a fucking new one.
I was like looking at like people posting with the best deals that came out and stuff. And apparently I had one of the best GoPro deals that's been out in a long time. I'm like, I don't need a GoPro.
Yeah, I know. I don't do extreme sporting events.
Yeah,
I'm
like a hang glider.
I actually want to get a dash cam, which I think would be nice.
Yeah, I kind of like dash cam seems like a cool idea.
Just so I can record a police officer murdering me or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they would just confiscate your dash cam then. But
well, you can set it up to like
like up to the
upload
cloud.
To the cloud. The cloud.
I mean, that's what you'd have to do. That's like. Like all these people that are trying to videotape cops while they're doing bad stuff, like half the time they just confiscate the phones afterwards if you hang around as evidence.
And just like, you know, if somebody, like, I get in an accident, I have the proof that either I was at fault, in which I would put the GoPro away, or in which the other person was an asshole.
I like to think I wouldn't let them have the phone. Like, they'd have to kill me too, but I'd probably just give it to them.
Yeah,
after I watched them murder somebody in cold blood in front of me.
Yeah, I have a really low threshold for getting shot. So pretty much, like, you know, I've had in my younger days, I had a lot of run-in with police officers at parties or on the streets, like being drunk and stuff. And I was always pretty saucy. But I think now, after like seeing videos of cops murdering people pretty much like weekly for the past 5 years on the internet, I'm just be like, you know, let me have your phone. I'm like, yeah, sure, man, take it. Just do not shoot me like all those other people. Did you see the one where the guy was, it was like in LA, and these guys were, they're like on the side of the street. It was like three dudes and they were black. And,
Mexican.
They're Mexican. Yeah, and the guy, he just had his hands up and they just unloaded on him. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. I saw that. I mean, the guy was being weird. Like, he was putting his hands up, and then he put them back down again towards his pocket, and he put them back up again. But still, like, he didn't even reach for a gun.
Do you have any minorities have been killed by baggy pants?
True. I don't want to get shot.
That's like what started the race riot in Cincinnati a while back.
Well, then the one guy got shot in Cincinnati, like, last month, right? Because the cop came to his door and he had like a rifle or something, I guess, because it was his house. So he didn't know, I guess.
Didn't know it was the cops. He thought it was the guy who busted in trying to come back in or something.
Yeah. And the door fucking shut. Like, no. If the cops came and banged on my door, I don't know. Like, I would really, like, if they were like five cops and they were like banging the fuck out of my door, I'd be like, should I pretend I'm not home? Or will they break down the door and come in and shoot me because I didn't answer the door? Or should I answer the door, but I answer the door and they just shoot me anyway? Like, I feel like you're a loss situation there.
Don't worry. You're white. You don't have as much to worry about.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, white people get shot too.
Sometimes.
I've got a beard. They might think I'm, you know, like a terrorist. Yeah. I was reading about, like, people getting swatted, and I guess, like, a guy got swatted over his Instagram name. Like, he wouldn't give it up, and, like, he got swatted, and they came to his, like, house and, like, zip-tied him for 3 hours on his front lawn because I guess he was, like, ex-Marine or whatever, and he had, like, three legally registered guns, but they were, like, yeah, it was just, it's just weird stuff.
Yeah.
I like the police, but I also like not getting shot, so...
Yeah.
I like the police as long as they aren't waiting for me in turns in the highway.
Yeah, I haven't been pulled over in 5-10 years, probably.
It's been like 3 or 4 years for me now, but it's still... I got like pulled over like 2 or 3 times in the summer once. It was pretty aggravating.
When I got my license from 17 to like 23, I got pulled over like 22 times, which I know the exact number because the last time I got pulled over, they're like, you have 22 prior speeding like, ticket violations. But I have not been pulled over once since I was 23.
I used to get pulled over and searched when I was in high school all the time on my way home from work, like every night.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
So this would be nice. This is a story I'm pretty sure I've told on the podcast before.
Oh, Matt's going to hate this.
And it's also about Matt, so it's like a double whammy. But like at Gen Con like 3 years ago, I had gotten pulled over for speeding in April. And Matt was riding with me to Gen Con the next day. But we had to go to his place, or we had to go somewhere and pick something up. So I was in the car with Matt the night before we drove to Gen Con, and I got pulled over by a police officer, and I had to sit in the back of because there was like a warrant out for me for not paying a speeding ticket, which I had paid. So I had to sit in the back of a police car for like 20 minutes while he called the warrants department, and they figured out that I had already paid the damn ticket. And then they put me back in my car, and we had to finish driving where we were going and coming back. So I was with Matt most of the weekend at Gen Con, and I got like really did some drinking like Friday night. We were staying in a hotel that was like 10 minutes away. We had to drive there. And so Matt drove my car, and I was sleeping in the front seat. He didn't realize my car had, you had to turn the headlights on, and the highway was really well lit. So it was like 11 o'clock, maybe like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're driving down this hot like highway all by ourselves with no headlights on. And the cop pulls Matt over and gives him like a DUI. And so it was like three times in one summer I got pulled over by cops. It was really
When was this?
It was like 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea that. Man, and you said his last name, and then you just said he got a DUI on the podcast. That's awkward.
We pulled him over and tested him, but of course Matt hadn't been drinking. And
so he didn't get a DUI.
No, no.
No, I think you said he got a DUI. I'm like, wow, that's shitty.
He did not get a DUI. We tested him for a DUI because he saw me.
They gave him the sobriety test.
Matt was giving up way too much information. He's like, sorry, this isn't my car. This is my friend's car right here. The only reason I'm driving is because he had way too much to drink. And I was awake at this point going like, oh, Matt, just answer the questions you're asked.
Yeah.
So, but we were like stopped at an overpass. This is the best part of the story. And he like, they have the little breathalyzer, and it has like a detachable hose or something, so you don't have to use the same hose that some drug addict used before you. Yeah. So the cop like tests him. He's obviously not drunk at all. Kyle kind of like rolls his eyes and like takes the detachable hose, just chucks it right over the overpass.
Littering.
Yeah, that's always our favorite part of the story.
I got pulled over, and I was drunk, and like me and my friend, we were drunk, and we had like a 6-pack of Guinness like between us, and we had been driving. I used to have a Bronco, and we decided it was a really good idea to just drive through these cornfields. So we'd spend like 2 hours just like tearing ass through cornfields, drinking beers, and we're like back in town driving home. We get pulled over, and the cop's like, have you been drinking? I'm like, I have not been drinking, officer. I was like, is there a problem? He's like, no. He's like, what have you guys been doing tonight? And I'm like, oh, well, we just went out to see my mother. She's really sick, so I wanted to go make sure everything was okay.
God.
And, you know, now I'm driving home, and he's like, we've gotten some reports of, like, you know, some kind of SUV driving through cornfields. I'm like, I am sorry. I was like, that would not be me. And he's like, pulls this, is like, I guess there's like corn stalk like sticking out of like my tailpipe, and there's also just like pieces of corn and shit all over the side of my car. And he's like, would this, he's like, what is this? I'm like, well, it appears to be some kind of vegetation, I'm not sure. And he's like, are you sure you haven't been driving through corn fields? I'm like, no, that's not me. And he's like, have a good night. Back to his car. And I don't know if either he was like the nicest cop ever, or he was just, my refusal to admit to it was not enough for him to like give me a DUI and shit. I don't know.
You've watched that first 24 show, right?
No.
Like if you watch that, it comes pretty obvious, like pretty, I think there's even like a comedic routine about it. Like, as long as you don't admit anything to the cops, like 99% of the time, you're going to get away with whatever you did.
Excellent. Yeah,
it's just, they always try to trick you into admitting it.
I forget what the comedian's name was, but he had a... oddly enough, I've been meaning to bring this up a couple of times because the comedian kind of reminds me of Ish. He looks kind of like him a little bit, I think. So, you know, like a big guy, sort of portly. Not really, but...
Is it Ralphie May?
No, it's not Ralphie May. It's a different guy entirely. I don't even remember his name, but this is like the first comedy routine I ever saw was the one he did about the show First 24.
Yeah.
He's like,
fuck, I wish I could remember who it was.
He's like talking about it, and he's like, what really kills me is that how often people just admit to doing stuff.
Yeah, no. I learned that because I think my first speeding ticket, they're like, you know why we pulled you over? And I was like, oh, so it's like going a little fast. I was going like 5 miles more than I should be. And they're like, yeah, exactly. And then I was like, wait a minute. What if I'd said no? And then ever since then, every time I've been pulled over, I've always been like, I have no idea. No, I wasn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always...
Lying is morally objectable, but I don't know if you're required by law not to lie.
There's a... But like,
I mean, they can't prove it unless they give you a DUI, but they have to be able to give you that test first, right?
The comedian, right. I forget his name offhand, but he's talking to me. He's like, they got a guy in the confession, the room, and he's like, did you kill that guy? And he's like, nah, I didn't kill that guy. And he's like, because we have witnesses that put you at the 7-Eleven that night. Yeah, I killed him. And he's like, dude, lie for longer.
No, I talked to some previous podcasts, but there's a there's this show on Netflix, and it's, is that what we're talking about?
The first 24.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't seen that show. I didn't know there was.
Or no, 48 hours. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's called 48 hours.
I thought it was first 24.
Are you talking about first 24?
Yeah.
I think we might be talking about different
I'm thinking about, you know, it's 48 hours, yeah, and it's got like the, a murder happened.
First 24 is about kidnapping.
And, oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, then I'm talking about 48 hours.
Yeah, they have, it's like first 2 days in a murder investigation.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy's all... Yeah, it's like, and the cops are like, if we can't get him to say anything, we have nothing on him. Did you kill him? Yep. And they're like, okay. But then again, but then there's those episodes where like they like 100% know like this is the guy that killed him, but they have no evidence, and he's just like, nope, wasn't me. And they're like, all right, we have to let him go. I'm like, you guys are the worst cops ever. Go find some evidence. Yep. Blackmail him and beat him up and delete the tape.
The comedian is like, I've only seen one episode where they the dude asks for a lawyer and is like, I'm going to get a lawyer. And all the cops at the exact same time are like, fuck. Like, and then the movie, this is the episode ends with so-and-so got off without any issue.
Yeah, like me and Allie talked about it. Like, after watching that show and watching, there's like two episodes that we watched that take place in Cincinnati. I'm like, I'm 100% positive I could murder somebody in the city and get away with it. Like, there's no like Cincinnati like CSI. Like, they're not like, no. The one guy that was like a hairdresser that died, and like the murderer like lit his apartment on fire or whatever.
And lit the guy next door on fire.
Yeah. They're like, there's probably so much evidence, and they're like, yeah, shit, I don't know. I know what we're going to do. Nobody's saying anything, so I guess we'll never know. Like, just for some fingerprints. Like, there's the one crazy guy they interview that clearly, like, stole his car. Like, that might be. They, like, it cuts to, like, the next scene. He's like, I talked to him. He seems like a pretty honest guy, despite the fact that he stole that rental car. I don't think he would murder anybody, so I guess we'll never know. I'm like, no, guy might have murdered someone. But you like see, like, I think in most cases, like, cops in Cincinnati, I think they're just so inundated with like the everyday bullshit that when it comes down to actually having to do police work, they're just so tired and exasperated they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll never know who killed that poor black person, I guess.
Yeah, as long as you're not like a huge dick to them, they won't fuck with you.
Well, just say, so
that
no.
was a long tangent.
Yeah. Many bars I've exited in Cincinnati, and the cops are like, are you drunk? And I'm like, nope. They're like, okay.
And we're out of news, so we could talk about Ant-Man, I guess.
All right, so they went and saw Ant-Man tonight. I went and saw it Friday because I couldn't wait. I liked it a lot. I think Matt liked it very much. You're kind of on the fence about it, and you seemed very lukewarm.
I mean, I did not like it.
It was really good. I thought it did a good job of being standalone and breaking away from the Marvel Universe as a whole. I think there was enough little throwbacks and shout outs to connect it to the major Marvel Universe, but it was definitely a movie that can exist on its own, doesn't need a sequel, and could stop right where it was, and it would still be a really good movie. I think it had the right amount of comedy for Paul Rudd to bring him in as an action star. He was convincing to me as like a thief and, you know, somebody that could like throw a punch in a street brawl. Like, kind of.
I did not like him in that role.
Really? Yeah. I liked him a lot. I thought he made the movie.
I didn't like him.
I just love the scene where he's working at Baskin Robbins, and the guy's like, "Can I get like a hamburger?" And he's like, "Oh no, we don't serve that. We're an ice cream place." And he's like, "Oh, okay, just like a hot pretzel with like, do you have like mustard sauce or something?" And he's like, "Nope,
dude, Baskin Robbins."
But the best part is like, he's like, "Okay, then whatever's hot and fresh." And he's just like, dude.
Somebody take care of this idiot. Baskin Robbins always finds out, man. I thought his like little like gang of like other like horrible criminals was hilarious. I thought he did a really good job. He does. There's like that archetype of people in movies that is like the everyman, the person that you can connect with because, you know, everything's new and weird for them, so you can see the whole Marvel Universe through their eyes, and I think he did that really well. Like, he's not a superhero. He has no idea what all this shit's about, and he plays really well. He's just like...
Ugh. He kept freaking out when the ants came close to him, and he grew back to normal size while he's still on the ground, and he'd be, like, popping out of the yard.
That was hilarious.
He's like, man, that situation is a lot scarier, like, 5 seconds ago.
So you don't believe it. It was a lot scarier.
I just think he seemed a bit old for the role, I thought.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
He's like my age.
He looked a lot older. I don't know. It was the buffing up he did for the role made him look older than he usually does. Yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was great. Just the right kind of funny.
Yeah.
I like it where he's like skydiving off the airplane.
He's like,
you guys told me this was an empty warehouse. You assholes. Yes.
Well, don't spoil that part because that part's hilarious. Yeah. I think what I liked about his kind of humor is that with the previous Marvel movies, like you've got Robert Downey Jr. and he's very like commanding and takes pretty much is like in your face in every scene, like that kind of wit, and Paul Rudd's kind of like, well, I'm high.
He's like, he's more like passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I thought it was a very good refresher from the, you know, the Tony Stark, Joss Whedon dialogue kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think you could definitely tell Edgar Wright wrote that movie.
Yeah, I didn't realize they'd like preserved his script. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
He was going to get a writing credit. That's
yeah. The reason he left the movie, I guess it's come out, is that when he wrote the movie, he didn't connect it at all to the other Marvel universe. And that whole scene where he jumps out of the airplane, and we won't spoil any of that, he didn't want to include in the movie because he felt it was pacing issues, which I can see, but it was still pretty cool. I'm glad they put that in the movie.
Yeah.
Just some of the other, like, the beginning with, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff. Like, he didn't want any of that in the movie.
And, seems weird. Like,
well, why would you do
a franchise movie and not, like, do anything to connect it to the other?
Yeah, I guess when they first started writing the script and stuff, like, it hadn't blown, like, the Marvel stuff hadn't blown up yet or whatever. And there's stuff that I guess that they had to take out to make room for that. He was annoyed with. I don't know. But I think he left on good terms with him. He was just like, I don't want to direct this. But
seems like a weird reason to not want to, I don't know. Whatever.
I really like how they handled all the miniaturization stuff.
Yeah, that looked really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the water scenes where, like, it's all like the, you know, blobs of water, yeah. Which it would be. Like, it didn't just seem like everything was normal size, but small. It just definitely, like, everything was small.
I thought the movie was really good whenever he shrunk down to, like, you know,
man size. And they're like fighting in the briefcase and shit like that.
Play cure disintegration. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck yeah. Get some cure in here.
But whenever he was, you know, normal size, it was just, it was all right. It wasn't as good as Guardians of the Galaxy, I never thought.
I liked it almost as much as Guardians, I'll say that. I like his like entourage was pretty awesome, where they just sit around and eat waffles all day. Yeah. Back it up. Just back up. Back it up. Just back it up.
He needs us. We got to be there for him, man.
Wait a minute. Back it up.
Back it up.
Back it up. Yeah. So I'm excited because, like, that movie was really refreshing for the whole comic book trope to me. And I would actually like to see a sequel with, like, those same characters and everything. That'd be cool. They've already shown, like, set photos and stuff. He's in the next Captain America, so I'll be curious to see how he gels with the other.
Yeah, like, the last scene was definitely a tie-in to Captain America, because it even says at the end, like, Ant-Man will return or something like that.
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought it did good. Well, that's good. It was refreshing. Especially, like, coming right off of Age of Ultron, where Age of Ultron had a lot of, like, serious shit and stuff going
really
on.
Really serious.
Yeah.
And Captain America is going to be really dark because it's, like, Civil War or whatever.
Yeah, it was, like, I told this to Matt, but it was, like, the Ocean's 11 of...
it was a heist movie, which was really cool. I think the only thing that I have had a problem with in the movie is that it did not break the... Every Marvel character's first movie, they have to fight themselves. Like, Hulk had to fight Abomination, Iron Man had to fight Iron Monger, Captain America had to fight the Red Skull, which was the Nazi super soldier, and then he has to fight Yellow Jacket, which is
him,
the bad version of him.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it, make some villain. You know, Thor versus Loki, also another Norse god.
Yeah.
Like, fight somebody that doesn't have the same powers as you. It's okay to do that. Like, it makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely some cool, like, miniature fighting, but throw in another villain, like... That's the only thing that I think Marvel's biggest weakness is the villains. Like, I think Ultron was a good step in that direction. I actually liked him as a villain. A lot of people didn't, but I thought he was pretty cool. Thanos should be pretty good, hopefully. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, the thing I didn't like about Ultron is, like, you never knew how many robots he had. Like, so it made you, like kind of hard to get a grasp on what the stakes were.
Yeah.
And like they just kept coming and coming until they weren't coming anymore. And
yeah, that's fair enough.
Spoilers, I guess, but yeah. I don't know.
I can see it. Dude, I like the Ultron himself, like James Spader. Those did a really good job.
No, he was great.
A lot of Marvel villains besides Loki have just been like, eh, whatever. But I actually like the scenes he was in when they weren't punching. Like a lot of like, you know, Iron Man and Hulk and stuff. I'm like, all right, beat the shit out of him. I don't care. But in scenes where Ultron and nobody else but just like Ultron's in it, it was really good because the dialogue was good. He was a sympathetic villain in my mind. So
I liked Loki. You didn't like Loki?
I like Loki.
Yeah, okay.
I think I said, you know, in Iron Man, Incredible Hulk. I like Loki. He's good. He's got wit. He's a good villain. We'll see how they use him coming up. But yeah.
So do you want to talk about anything spoiler related or just...
I think we can talk about this movie without spoiling it. I don't think spoilers are important. Yeah. I think I'm excited now that that we get Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that one. I like Doctor Strange.
Yeah, people don't know he's my all-time favorite Marvel superhero. I made my first adult comic book purchase, which was the first time they... So it used to be a comic called Strange Tales, and it had Doctor Strange in it. And so issue 157, they turned it into Doctor Strange. So it's the first... It's not his first appearance, but it's his first issue in his own comic. And it's the first time they did his origin story in that. Mm. And so it goes for a pretty penny, but I found it at Trader Joe's and this guy had it and it is pristine, like amazingly pristine. And we haggled for a bit and I got it for, I got the feeling this, cause this guy just had long boxes of like comics in perfect condition from like the '60s, like 10 cent comics.
Wow.
And I had a feeling that this guy just has not made a sale in a really long time because all the, like he probably had 80-100 grand worth of comics like in Trader Joe's or whatever.
What was it? Shit.
Not Trader Joe's, Trader's World. You know, that big yard sale or whatever.
Oh, right, right. I was like Trader Joe's sells comics now.
No, sorry, Trader World. Okay. So, I got it for a really, really, really good price. And he was like, all right. But that's how much I love Doctor Strange. Like, I saw it. And I'm like, there's no way. I was like, I'm leaving without this comic. It's one of my holy grails. But hopefully it's good. My second favorite Marvel comic is Fantastic Four. And I saw the trailer for that. And I just wanted to vomit everywhere.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the trailer?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What if we say no? Say yes. Okay. Good comeback, Human Torch. Look at that. Reed Richards is zany. He's building stuff in his garage as a kid.
You're crazy. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is another Fox effort, right?
Yeah. Fucking Doctor Doom. Like, a lot of people don't realize that Doctor Doom is the linchpin of the Marvel Universe. He's one of the greatest villains ever created. Master of magic. Master of science. He actually, like... Even though he's in the morally gray zone, like there's no poverty in Latveria. They have universal health care. They have not gone to war with anybody. They might live under the iron, like literal iron gauntlet of Dr. Doom, but he's just a great, like one of the great villains. And every time he pops up in a Fox Fantastic Four, it's like, I am going to kill everything for no reason.
Yeah.
Doom.
I don't even under they've never handled his origin story correctly in my mind. Like in the last, like what is Latveria exactly? I thought it was supposed to be like a real country in the world.
It is a real country. Yeah.
So he's like a real person. He's not like some guy from another dimension or something.
No, he's
like
a real person. And he like overthrew the like fascist, like neo-Nazi, like government that was destroying Latveria and liberated the people.
They've like, I've seen cartoons like that Avengers cartoon where Dr. Doom makes a small appearance and stuff. And they always talks about him being like the Baron on the Latveria and stuff. But
no, he's the president or whatever, the prime minister of Latveria. And so one of the big contentions is he has like diplomatic immunity or whatever.
Yeah.
So when he comes to America, whatever, but he's not like a petty criminal.
The last Fantastic Four, he was just some scientist who also got powers and decided to be evil or something like that. And it seems like they're going to do the same thing. Eh?
Yep.
He's just the fourth member of the Fantastic Four, the fifth member of the Fantastic Four, and he accidentally gets lost in the other dimension, comes back for revenge or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It was written by the guy that wrote Days of Future Past, which I actually liked a lot. but the trailer looks horrible. I cannot see it being a good movie. Like, there's nothing in that trailer. Like, the characters look retarded.
Yeah, the thing, like,
the thing looks horrible. Doom looks awful.
Yeah. The, like, 1 second they showed of Reed Richards
stretching
with a brick thumb.
One thing about Reed Richards, which may, in my mind, which is one reason I like him as a character, is, like, he's not one of the young, like, superheroes out, like, punching criminals in the face. Like, he's a middle-aged scientist that's, like, trying to hit the big problems of the universe, you know?
Yeah.
And in this, he's, like, 20 years old and punching people in the face. It's like, ugh. Like, they're Marvel's first family. Like, they should be, like, a family. You should have kids. Like, super science and not super punching in the face, but whatever.
I wish they'd get the Fantastic Four right, because I really want to see a Power Pack movie.
That would be awesome. Yeah, and, you know, Fox and Marvel, like, Sony and Marvel have made a deal, and, like, they're all holding hands, but Fox refuses that deal. And so one thing that came out of that is Marvel has canceled the Fantastic Four comic. It is no, like, after Secret Wars, they're doing a whole, like, reboot of Marvel Fantastic Four. Reed Richards and Invisible Woman died, and the Thing is now a member of the Guardians of the Galaxy, and the Human Torch. And the Human Torch is an Inhuman now. So basically, they couldn't get the movie rights back. They couldn't work out a deal with Sony where they made the movie but paid Sony. Fox is like, nope. So Marvel's like, well, we're not going to give you, we're not going to give your movie, like, free advertisement.
Yeah.
It sucks because Fantastic Four is Marvel's first family. Amazing comic. God damn it. But oh well.
Power Pack was just basically the adventures of, like, the kids of, like, the Fantastic Four some other kids. It's been a long time since I read it.
But Doctor Strange should be good. It's a good movie. It's going to be a good movie.
It better be.
Have you guys watched True Detective at all?
No.
Season? I've been watching.
Rachel McAdams got casted in Doctor Strange, which is exciting.
Is she the female cop?
Mm-hmm. So you watched season one of True Detective.
No, right? I haven't seen any of True Detective yet.
What do you think about it? Did you watch last night's?
Yeah.
Pretty odd. Did you see the Cthulhu?
No. What
Cthulhu? I posted it on Facebook. There's when they're in the cabin at the end. There's somebody through Reddit went, like, through the whole, like, shot for shot, and there's, like, what appears to be, like, a Cthulhu mask on the wall.
I saw that you were talking about Riley or whatever, and then I watched the episode, and, like, they didn't mention Riley at all.
You look at that, go back and look at that picture, it's, like, right behind the guy's head.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. So I'm excited because when the season first came out, or right before it came out, Nick Palazzo or whatever his name was like, I don't think we're going to do any, like, occult stuff this year. And occult.
That's what makes the series interesting, is that there's some sort of supernatural force behind it all, or at least you want to believe there is. But I mean, I think it's good. The story is moving sort of in a direction I expected it to.
Yeah.
They're, like, following a format, you know?
Yeah. I'd wish that the what happened, like, in last night's episode happened in, like, episode 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I feel like there was too much buildup, but now
I mean, they were building up, the characters are getting a good case and stuff, and just like in the last season, there's some break apart point where everything falls apart for them, and then there's a time jump, and then they're trying to get back together again.
Yeah. I like it.
This time, the time jump is not like 15 years, but
66 days or
whatever. 66 days. A little more manageable.
A lot of people are giving Vince Vaughn shit, but I think he's amazing. And so I think he's going to be the breakaway, like, performance for me.
See, like, I like him, but it's like that whole, right now, that whole part of the story is part of the story I don't care about. I don't understand what's
it needs to come together. I think the cliffhanger last night, I think it's going to bring them together where he's going to be with them.
It just doesn't make, his whole side of the story doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever yet.
Yeah. I think his side of the story so far has just been there to set up, like, the crime and what's going on in that part.
He's the Daenerys of True Detectives for me at this point.
But I like him. I think he's awesome. Vince Vaughn plays like a wannabe gangster in the season of True Detective.
He doesn't like
awesome.
That word, though.
I know. He doesn't like the word gangster. I mean, there's a whole episode where he pulls, like, there's this fat Mexican guy with, like, gold teeth, and he pulls out all his teeth with after he beats the shit out of him, he pulls all his teeth out with, like, a pair of pliers. It's pretty sweet. But, yeah, so anyway, we won't talk about True Detective because it truly is a show that if you spoiled it would just be useless to you. So.
Yeah.
All right. We got anything else?
I think that's about it.
We are going to Gen Con next week, so when we come back, we will have an episode full of Gen Con.
2 weeks.
No, next Wednesdays when we leave.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. We are going to Gen Con next week. So we won't podcast this coming Wednesday, or this coming Monday, but we'll do the next one when we get back. Right.
And
we've been doing them every other week.
If you're leaving on Wednesday.
We're coming back on Sunday. So next Wednesday, we're leaving.
We're
coming back on Sunday. And then that Monday, we'll podcast.
Okay.
And I'm saying next Monday. We've been doing them every 2 weeks, pretty much, right?
Right. Not on purpose. Just it's just been that.
I'm going to miss that one, though.
All right.
Because right after Gen Con, so we're going to come back on Sunday. Yeah. I have a flight at 8 p.m. Sunday, and I'm flying out to Seattle, and I'm going to go to the Dota 2 International.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
For what?
It's just I've never been to a video game convention or event or anything, so I'm sort of curious what goes on at something like that. It's like a week long.
But
so
Dota?
Yeah, I like Dota.
Okay. I'll take lots
and
of pictures.
I also have an aunt in Seattle, and my best friend from college moved to Seattle after college, so I was going to use it as like a joint vacation.
I got on to buy us PAX Prime passes because I was like, let's go. It's this month. And lately I've been getting drunk and just buying random shit. And I got on, and evidently they're sold out because I was just like, I'll just book a hotel and get us all badges, and then we'll just go. But evidently,
yeah, they usually sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I'll just buy them for next year, but they're not on sale for next year. So I was like, well, fuck you, PAX.
we should go next year, though, once they go on sale.
I used to have, I had a sudden opening in my vacation planning for this year, so I was looking for something else to do with it, and I figured this would be perfectly fine.
Cool. All right. Well.
Oh, movie for next time.
We can still do Creepshow.
Or right? Tales from the Dark Side of the Movie.
That's what I said. For whatever in my mind, I don't know if they have similar movie artwork, but I always get those movies confused. Stephen King have something to do with both of them or just Creepshow?
Just Creepshow, I think.
Okay. Who wrote Tales from the Dark Side?
Wasn't that Steven Spielberg?
Was it Steven Spielberg?
I think so. I think that's who did the original. I don't know.
All right, well, we'll talk about it.
But we should definitely do Creepshow too. Maybe.
Are they Tales from the Dark Side on Netflix, you said, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we should do Tales from the Dark Side
first. I'll actually get around to watching it this time. I usually watch it during dinner on Monday that we
But cast. You had to go see Ant-Man.
Yeah, this last minute.
Which ish thing. Stood you up. Have we talked about that part where he stood you guys up?
we did talk about it briefly. I mean, I was like I was saying, if I was going to pick a movie time to not show up for.
6:30.
6:30-ish. If you're going to stand somebody up, do it earlier in the day.
At least let me get to bed at a decent time.
Yeah, jeez. All right.
All right, well,
write us, email us.
Write us, email us, NintendoDreamcastPodcast.com@gmail.com. And our Facebook page. Got a new like this week. Yay.
Yes. It's probably Matt.
We're up to 112 now, or what?
No, we're up beyond that, I think. We're at 160 something.
Bullshit.
No. I shit you not.
160 people have hit that like button.
Yep.
That's amazing.
All yeah.
Right. Well,
bye.